This is Skywatch with John Bell, Planetarium Director at Indian River State College.
Today, there are 88 official constellations. Now, in the ancient world of the Mediterranean and Middle East, there were less than 60 constellations, owing partly to a lack of knowledge of stars to the south that were never seen from those latitudes. They are, and were, a great deal more unofficial star patterns called asterisms. In order to be a constellation, everybody has to agree that that's what it is. An asterism is more personal, and usually a lot easier to see or imagine. So the Great Bear, Ursa Major, includes the stars of the Big Dipper, what we call it here in America, or the Plow, England, or the Chariot, ancient Rome. Cygnus the Swan becomes the Northern Cross, Scorpius becomes the Fishhook, and Sagittarius the Archer looks like the crude outline of a teapot. When you first start to trace out the constellations, these asterisms will help make the more complex patterns easier to learn.
This has been Skywatch with John Bell,